Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
That is the Iowa Hawkeye Marching Band. And last night, Mr. Kevin Kastens, tremendous supporter of this show.
Good guy.
Conducted his last Iowa Hawkeye concert, band concert. Previously, in the previous season, he had conducted his, he'd run his last Iowa Marching Band operation. Kevin Kastens, huge friend of the show, and the most significant thing for me, with Mr. Kevin Kastens, is that this man had the poor judgment. Oh, let's listen, shall we?
For Iowa.
Shut up, Rob. That's the boom.
Yeah.
That's the
they are the best
song.
That sounds exactly the way a marching band ought to sound.
They're not going to hire you out there, so you don't need to kiss their butt. But anyway.
And that's exactly what I was doing. So I'll just rip up this letter of resignation.
They love the show, and they adopt it. Rob tends to make it all his own, and he did. And he went out to Iowa 40 times, and it was great. And then Steve Bridges lost interest. I don't know what happened, but I don't know what you did to him out there, but he lost. But let me get back to Kevin Kastens.
Okay.
All right? Kevin Kastens made the terrible judgment to allow me to stand up on a ladder in Kinnick Stadium and conduct the Iowa Hawkeye Marching Band. And it was one of the great moments of my life. I've never been to a big football game like that. I went to American University, where our mascot was a Quaalude. And it was very, very exciting to actually go out there and then to stand up and connect. And you think it's a little ladder that you get up on, that you stand up on. But the fact is, that it's a little disconcerting when you're up there trying to balance yourself.
Scary.
And I have tremendous respect for these kids that do it. My memory of going out to Kinnick and being part of that was when the Iowa Hawkeye Marching Band, not playing, marched their way into the stadium, and they were doing these little clicks and grunts and doing that. I've got a whole bunch of
they had like a drum cadence, didn't they, when they marched, almost like a military thing.
They had a chant.
I believe your conducting is captured on the Road Trip DVD.
Yes.
Yeah. Collector's item.
Soon to be on Hulu.
On Iowa. So I was feeling nostalgic, and my son and I were watching clips of the Iowa Hawkeye Marching Band. And he was riveted, I mean, fascinated with all this. And let me hear the trumpet cheer. I want to hear that one. That's a pretty good
yay trumpet.
Iowa.
Yay.
Is that sincere when you say you and your dad put up yay Kevin? What does that mean?
It means it's exciting for him.
I'm in a kind of a 48-hour rolling disappointment phase with you right now. What is the yay
it's celebrating them. I mean, I have as much esteem and respect for Mr. Kastens as you do, and when he posted that very cool picture, okay, I guess not, but maybe 80%.
I'm just kidding. I'm just busting your chops.
So
you fused to them and said, yeah, you were out there. But I mean, what is the yay for?
Yay is a celebration. No, it's a celebration of him. I think he's a very cool guy, and what he's given to the school
super
is awesome.
Nice.
And, you know, he posted that it was his last night, and yay for Kevin. That's awesome.
I've never had that in my college days.
What's that?
A marching band?
Yes.
A turbo, like A-plus marching band?
Yeah, like incredible.
Even not all big programs really, really knock it out of the park. You still have to have a great leader, right?
Yeah, yeah. and a lot of enthusiasm and size behind it, because that's a lot of
students. Here's what they did coming in. I got what they did. I think this is it. That's it.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
Kevin Castens, you will be missed. Got a soft spot in my heart for music directors. Like the guys that do this. Colonel Colburn with the U.S. Marine Corps. Got a buddy down here that was a middle school band director who gives me the hardest time of anybody out here. He's the guy that will say something to a fellow golfer. That was a really nice putt, unless you cared where it was going. It was really, you know, but he's funny and he's a
dry. These music sounds very dry.
And so let me see if we've got anything.
The only band we had at VCU was GWAR.
GWAR.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, pretty good.
Richmond-based band that did a lot of blood on stage.
Huge.
Yeah. But they didn't do a lot of marching.
National. For a certain.
They have their audience.
Yeah.
Patriotic March Medley.
You know, Rob Ford was in a marching band.
That's right.
Tuba?
WVU. I don't know for sure.
Oh, he had to be bass drum.
He doesn't really talk about those days.
They cut him loose, Mike, not because he was a bad instrumentalist, but because he couldn't keep up with the marching.
Or he's told me and I haven't paid attention.
I'm sorry, what?
He might have been on
Iowa has Steve Bridges. Steve Bridges owns the radio station we're on. All right.
You know anyway. All the words.
There it is. So Kevin Castens, I guess last night was your last
concert
band performance, and because he posted about it and I saw that, and I've had him on the show, and we've said thank you to him before, but I just guys like that are they're not easy to come by, and he's a wonderful human being.
Also, so, we're realizing you have a type as far as male friends.
Mm-hmm.
You've got band leaders,
people that I revere.
Yeah, band leaders and law enforcement, which is not bad to have.
Yeah,
but my friends in law enforcement have benefited you boys with the with fried rice and the
that wasn't the contention I was making. They are your friends are our friends. And my friends are your friends.
And sometimes
the
two spheres intersect and you get...
Rob's got the supper club.
He's got a swing club he goes to that's called the supper club all the time. Just like
but,
Pony does.
But I mentioned that because Officer Rice is giving Rob tickets to the game.
Yes, this Saturday night. Can't wait. Cannot wait.
Who are you taking? Sophie's Choice.
Taking Carrie.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
She hasn't been to a hockey game in a long time.
You're taking Carrie? All right, name me five players on the Washington Capitals.
Alex Ovechkin, Jay Beagle... there is an Oshie.
What's his first name?
His first name is Fred. I know that's not the name he uses in the press, but his real first name is Fred.
I'm counting two.
Why are you counting two?
Well, Oshie doesn't... You didn't get
Move
the first
on.
Name.
All right. There's their announcer, Wes Johnson.
No, he's not a player.
Honorary member of the team. And, you know, how have you been?
About Nicholas Backstrom.
Let's talk about you. Oh, Nick you Backstrom
go.
Is very good.
And there it is. And there it is. Enjoy the game. That's terrific. They when's their next playoff game?
The next playoff game is
not Saturday.
It's not Saturday. Is it not Thursday?
I don't know for sure.
It's tonight.
Oh, okay. Have to
In
check
Pittsburgh.
That out on television. Yeah, when I spoke to Ralph, he was on his way to Pittsburgh. He said it's a 30-minute flight.
He that really is
was,
cool that
he
they
was
fly
calling
there.
Me from Dulles. He said, we're going to get on a private plane and fly for 30 minutes. I said,
that's the best.
You I'm can't sorry. Even get drunk
I'll
in 30 minutes.
I'll stop being frustrated with you. It's just some.
Why are you so mad at him? Did something happen off air?
No.
Oh, it's just Rob. I know that. That's taxing sometimes.
You go through that occasionally. Yeah. You know, it's just.
But we haven't talked. I don't know if anything else happened.
Yeah.
No, nothing ever really happens. It's just that's the way it goes. With that.
Well, I'm sorry for your frustration.
I don't know why. I just get that way sometimes. I love you like a son.
You should know
you
this,
like
Rob.
Son. You've been with me 100 years, so that's
what you just went through is the same thing I go through when I get tickets.
Okay,
so that's why I have the names ready.
Yeah,
because I was waiting the last time that I got tickets. I was waiting for Mike to ask you three players.
Right,
so I memorized five.
Well, no, if I was up there, I would be part of it. We can get to this now, and we'll get to the mailbag
later,
because I put this in my show prep.
It's all about us right now.
They've done it to me again. Each and every year, I try to divorce the Washington Capitals. Each and every year, about 3 years ago, I succeeded in not paying attention to the regular season. I do not watch NHL hockey during the regular season now. I only watch it during the playoffs. And this was going to be the year where I knew that they had a phenomenal regular season, and I knew... I was a season ticket holder for the Washington Capitals, and I personally knew Washington Capitals. I adopted this team back 30, 40 years ago,
right,
when I moved to the area, and they were the only team that I really, really adopted. And I've tried to quit them. I just can't quit them.
I believe your most recent announcement of quitting them was when they entered the playoffs. You said,
I'm not going to deal with it. And then I ended up watching the last two playoff games, and they moved on to the second round. And I can't, as I said on Facebook, I cannot ignore the team when they're going to play Pittsburgh, because that's the ultimate rivalry. That's the team that has beaten them 9 out of 10 times. That's the team that it can be 6-0. Mm. And there can be a minute and a half left in the game. I said, oh, they'll pull the goalie and get 7 goals. I have that mindset. Now, they won the second game in Washington, and they moved on to Pittsburgh tonight.
Right.
And I will say that I think that they may be teasing me again. This is exactly how I felt with other teams that have a legacy of losing that have broken my heart before. Capitals fans know what I'm talking about here. This is playoff hockey, but this is the Pittsburgh Penguins. They have our number, but maybe there were... I'm going to tell you a couple of things that I saw in the last game. And I'm sorry for hockey-centric discussions.
All right, timely.
This is part of it, Washington Capitals. This is it. I saw a couple of things. I saw what I believe to be the best power play that they have had in playoff hockey. They were like little gnats flying all over the ice. And then when they scored a goal, they kept the pedal to the metal. These are things the Caps didn't used to do. Mm. The Caps, with their collection of Russians and Swedes, would score a goal and go, "Well, just take the next 2 minutes off." Uh-huh. And they didn't do that this time. They're all over it. And I'm getting to know some new players on the team, brand new players that I have not been familiar with because I didn't watch them during the regular season, and some of the old standbys. So hope springs eternal. It's 1-1, though. There's nothing guaranteed.
No.
And if baseline, they break my heart, they break my heart. But with that said, yes, I give both you and Oscar a hard time when you get these free tickets that I really don't... I don't know how much appreciation is there, because what it is for
both of
I
us.
Don't know, for both of you guys, it's kind of like an event to go to.
I've always said that.
Bleeding. You're not
but
bleeding.
But it is exciting, and you do root, you know, for the home
listen
team.
Listen to the way you said that. It is exciting. Yeah.
It's right. You're not helping our cause. The root for the home team makes me want to throw up.
Well, go ahead and throw up then. It'll help you lose weight.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
So I am jealous. But I'm not jealous because I'm not there. If I was up there and you were going to the game.
No, well, if you were up here,
you would be going to the game.
If he was saying, hey, I want to make sure I spread it evenly, I'd be like, no.
No.
The fan is right here.
Nor would we accept him if he spread it out. We'd say, no, I think it's best if you give it to Mike, please.
Except with you first.
Yes.
Right. And then, so we'll see what happens. They go to Pittsburgh tonight, Rob. That's where they are tonight.
Right.
It would be good if you would be familiarize yourself.
And
with
make
that
sure you rock the red. I didn't one
yes,
time.
Yes, and tilt the ice. And
Does your wife care about hockey at all? No, she doesn't. How come you're not taking your little guy?
Because Carrie hasn't been to a hockey game, since we were on terrestrial radio.
No, she went during our event.
Oh, that's right. She went. I forgot about that.
Have you ever paid for a hockey game?
No. Never have. And that is a point of pride.
Playoffs?
Hey, have you really
but I always,
have you really paid?
Yeah, I've taken you jerk.
Did you pay for those
yes
tickets?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank
Mike,
you very much.
I always pay for parking, though. Always.
You always pay for parking.
Always.
That's wonderful. So that's
why
it.
Are you drawn to teams like the Capitals and the Red Sox with their legacy of losing and disappointment?
Well, the Red Sox, look what the Red Sox did in 2004 and 2007 and 2013.
It's that sweet when
that's why
I'm talking about
my support of that team ended up giving them the championship.
But what about
which is the same thing that's going to happen with the Capitals.
But what about the previous century? When you were every bit as much of a fan, and they continued to break your heart,
the joy of the losing team, and this is for anybody that roots for losing teams, and for those youngsters that are listening right now, I'm speaking to you, Redskins fans out there.
Right,
I know you might not remember the heyday and the good days, but your mom does and your dad does and your grandparents do. And there's nothing like a team that loses and loses and loses, because when they do win, it makes it all the more special. I know New England Patriots fans quite well. They are jaded. They are arrogant. And this is the God's honest truth, little kids. I'm talking to 13, 14-year-old kids, if they can hear my voice. They don't enjoy it nearly as much because they don't understand what
the history
is to have the disappointment. The disappointment makes the ultimate triumph all the more sweet. That's why I love to root for underdogs in anything, because it makes it more fun. And America loves an underdog.
America
absolutely adores. We'll have a Tom Brady whining story in News You May Not Need today, which will make you want to barf. But So with the Capitals, and people don't remember, I do, that when the Capitals moved into their new building in downtown D.C. in Chinatown, the Capitals went to the finals against the Detroit Red Wings and were swept in the finals, but they made it to the finals. And then they got Alex Ovechkin, and the rest is history. They really haven't made it past the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's an amazing rivalry. That's the extent of our sports talk.
I thought that was comprehensive. We insulted, we informed.
Yes.
And then we have, I think we've shed a little ray of hope on the situation.
Yeah.
We'll see. And tonight will be, it's now, when I say they tease me, it is now appointment television in the O'Mara household. I now actually have my bride sitting down with me and watching to see what will possibly
happen. I know it's an evening game. Will it come after Michael's bedtime?
It's actually a day game, Rob. It's actually a day game today.
It is? That doesn't make much sense on a weekday, Mike.
I'm just giving it up. It's just funny when you make those statements. You didn't know it was an evening game, but you guessed that it was.
Well, of course it's an evening game on a weekday. Come on.
Yes, it's a week. Come on.
Come on. Is Michael into watching it?
No, not yet. He will watch a minute and a half, and he's curious because he plays the game.
Right.
And then he will be off to do his different things.
All right.
Going, mom, 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 mom. You know that Family Guy bit?
Yeah.
That
is, mommy, mommy, mommy.
Mommy, mommy, mom, mom, mommy, mommy. And then if she goes out to the grocery store, dad, daddy, 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 dad. Daddy,
what is he asking?
Daddy.
He's asking where his mom is.
And then, of course, in a few years, she'll be asking where his dad is.
And
she'll say underground. That's the way that works. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Johnny O bumped into me in Beverly Hills. He said that you and Roth were in on a big deal together, and that there was something in it for me if I could help him out. He said that you were being tough on the negotiations, but if they could get a little help and close the deal fast, it'd be good for the family. You believe that? He said there was something in it for me, on my own.
Shut up, Fredo.
I've always taken care of you, Fredo.
Taking care of me?
Here we go.
You're my kid brother, and you take care of me? Did you ever think about that? Huh? Did you ever once think about that? Send Fredo off to do this, send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. Send Fredo to pick somebody up at the airport. I'm your older brother, Mike, and I was stepped over.
That's the way Pop wanted it.
It ain't the way I wanted it. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a radio show, and we are a podcast, and we have a worldwide network of listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. Listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. That's a great way to get the show.
Yeah.
It's got lots of wonderful features. You're going to love it. Customized settings. It's got a sleep timer.
Yeah.
It means you can actually wake up to us. How cool is that? And you have the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. We're going to do that in just a second here. And you can call us anytime at 888-920-MORE, especially tomorrow when it's Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I was going to bring my Pro Flowers on that arrived for Carla yesterday. We all know Mother's Day is coming up, but it doesn't, doesn't mom deserve more than just one day, doesn't she?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Damn right. Well, when you send her Pro Flowers for Mother's Day, she's guaranteed to have at least 7 days of fresh, beautiful flowers. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they time it, but they
bloom. It's witchcraft, like black magic.
That's right. It's black magic. Right now, our listeners can send 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Just use the promo code TMOS with fresh flowers and guaranteed delivery, plus unique vases and accessories that mom will love. Pro Flowers has everything you need for a perfect Mother's Day. It's the best way to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms in your life. Just choose the delivery date you want, and it's guaranteed. You can even get your gift delivered on Mother's Day, May 13th. The only way to get 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS. I love the way they send them, and they're not popped yet. They don't bloom, and then they bloom when you get them. And
it's so cool.
It's pretty terrific that they are able to do that. All right, we have the mailbag in our hand. We were talking about a bunch of stuff, hockey and Kevin Kastens with Iowa and all that good stuff. But, hey, Handsome, do we have any gifts today?
Oh, wait, usually we have to do this.
It's all about you.
Oh, that. No. We
do have gifts.
Well, can we change that? Can we change that? It's time for a change.
Okay.
Shake it up. Oh, wow.
Or we can just get to the mailbag.
All right. We do have a gift. Look at this. You know what this is? This is a mini can of ginger ale and lemonade, a 7.5 ounce can.
I recognize that. That's been in my house, Rob. I've actually had that in my home.
And we got 15 of them in the mail. And the letter reads, Rob and staff, sorry it took a while. I had to go look for more cans. I didn't want to just send you a few. Enjoy and keep with the funny. Bob Hample, New Cumberland, Pennsylvania.
Thanks for the soda.
I have a question.
Yes.
Sody Pop, to the best of my knowledge, comes in 6-packs and 12-packs. And so when he said he had to find more cans, was he going into his 7-Eleven and taking individual cans out, or was he going to a grocery store?
As a soda maven, here is my theory. Sometimes these mini cans come in 8-packs, and so 2 8-packs less 1 is 15. So maybe he had one to make sure it was okay. Or
he
maybe
had to
I
taste
miscounted.
It before he sent it.
But he did send a lot of them, so it was nice
now,
of him
Oscar,
to do.
Now, Oscar, you've sampled it before, right?
Yes.
Oh, I have too.
Yes,
I have.
You've sampled it too. Somebody posted about that the other night, and the comment they made about it was, not enough lemonade flavor, and I get that, but the fact that it doesn't have the lemonade flavor makes it more of a dry finish, and I think it works for the beverage in my home.
I saw a post that said this would go great with gin, and yeah, even though I'm not a gin guy,
yep.
I could see that happening. It's a good flavor profile right there.
Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate that. That's very generous of you, and right to the refrigerator. Very good. And that's our. Do we have something else?
That's all today. Just
so does Mike.
Our first letter. Hi, boys. I'm a P1 listener of over 20 years, and I wanted to tell my favorite radio program a quick story about their newest listener. I should start by telling you that Logan Neil Daly was born on April 22nd at 12:22 a.m. in Richmond, Virginia. Mother and baby are happy and healthy. Always good news. It was such a fast labor that I almost missed the birth. You see, my wife's doula... Is that the
birthing assistant?
Oh,
yeah. Essentially a midwife.
I thought it was near the placenta.
No,
my wife's doula, drove her to the hospital while I followed in my car. Upon arrival at the hospital was on lockdown, so I could not take the elevator to the room. Oh, Richmond. Anyway, when I asked a security guard what the deal was, I was told that the hospital is on lockdown because a woman is about to have a baby.
This story I don't get, but continue. It has a good ending, but I don't understand that part of it. Never did.
Why would you lock down a hospital because a woman is having a baby?
As you said, Richmond.
Once I explained that it was my wife who was about to have my baby, the guard quickly escorted me to the labor room. My son was literally born 10 minutes later. Thanks for all you do and keep up the funny. Joe Daly from Richmond. Okay. I just don't understand
the lockdown. Sometimes there's lockdown if a baby... I understand.
Maybe it's a celebrity baby?
If the baby is like... A political baby? You know, they actually tag them. So if it leaves the area that they're supposed to be, the hospital will go on lockdown.
Oh, what about a big tobacco baby?
That would be in Richmond. That's right.
Philip Morris. Hey, guys.
Comes in a little
letter.
Cellophane pack.
I'll never understand that letter. Hey, guys. I have had it.
Oh.
The Weather Channel has not had an accurate weather forecast so far this year. I am trying to plan a trip to Camden Yards to take in an O's game. Could we please get an accurate weather forecast from everyone's favorite weatherman, non-committal? Warmest regards, Dan Cortez of Salt Lake City, Utah. All right. Well, let's can we bring him in, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's bring him in. Come on.
Now, your local on the 8s.
All right, for sports fans. Hey, wow, I'll tell you something. Looks like a great day for baseball, but you might want to bring your raincoat or your sunglasses because we might have a little bit of both. Yes, sirree. Good day to get outside and enjoy the ballpark, but you know, you might want to bundle up because later in the day there might be a slight change in temperature, but I wouldn't really worry too much about the snowflakes that are going to be in the air because it might be 70. So enjoy the Orioles game. Make sure you bring something for every weather condition. A parka, an umbrella, some sunglasses, and some short sleeve clothing. That's Noncommittal's weather forecast. Thanks so much, and I hope you enjoy the game. I'd like to send out a real hello to Dan Cortez. And now I'll entertain any questions about the weather forecast coming up for your annual spring preview. Any questions for me?
Are you excited for the News 4 weather team to be down at Nats Field?
Oh, I sure am. We're really looking forward to it. We're going to have, might want to bundle up a little bit, though, because temperatures might be in the 70s.
Okay. regarding pollen, are we more worried about the oak pollen or the ash pollen this time of year?
Oh, all pollen can be a real problem. And
A
problem. I'd roll into your local drugstore and get yourself some Zyrtec. That's what I would do.
Are we going to need the sunscreen tomorrow?
Let me check on my screenometer. Let me see the screenometer. Well, of course, even with cloud cover, you can get a nasty burn if you're not careful. So I'd slather that stuff on, even if it's the middle of February. Noncommittal saying so long and enjoy the weather.
He's great.
He's wonderful. Moving right along. Hi, guys. First, I would like to tell you that it makes me incredibly happy when Mike and Rob talk in a Baltimore accent. I was born in Baltimore, but fortunately was raised in a different part of Maryland. I don't have the accent, but it does make me laugh. Second, my husband's birthday is on May 4th, so please wish Kurt a happy 56th birthday. He is currently in Ajijic, Jalisco, Mexico.
Ah.
It's spelled, Oscar, it's spelled
Jalisco.
AJI. What is it?
Jalisco.
Jalisco, Mexico. Pet sitting and checking out the area because we plan to move there next year. These letters are hard to understand. I don't understand. Why are you leaving your home country and moving full time? I don't understand.
Is that beach property, bargain property, or beach house bargain? That's what it's called.
Okay.
There's a show that has people moving to like the Mayan Riviera all the time because it's just cheaper to live down there.
Oh, okay. All right.
But now I understand.
Oh, here's the paragraph that explains it. Yes, everyone, I hear you, Oscar, thinks we are crazy, but we are looking forward to this adventure, and the Mexican people are incredible. I have been there twice since February and haven't met any rapists or murderers. I guess that's a reference to the president's comments. We will live there for a year and then decide if we want to return to the United States. Hopefully, we can get over that wall. Thanks for all the entertainment. You make my commute bearable. Love you guys. Debbie Walker, that's good. She's going to be an expat.
Yeah, very good.
Maybe a permanent expat.
Uh-huh.
So populate the world. That's wonderful. Aaron Rutland writes, Rob, we are moving to Nova, Northern Virginia, in June. What are your thoughts on Tuscarora High School?
Ooh.
I might be sending my two kids there in the future. Right now, they're 11 and 14. I don't put a lot of faith in the online school rating, so I thought I would ask. Thanks. I realize that you don't know me, but you're on my favorite podcast, so you get the question. So that's the what is your opinion of Tuscarora?
As far as Tuscarora goes, I'm not overly impressed with the upper administration.
Like, who stinks? Name names.
I'm not going to mention the principal by name. But the all the teachers that I've ever encountered have been great.
Can I ask you why that is, that you're not...
There seems to be a certain amount of disinterest and uninvolvement. Like, I've seen a lot of events where the vice principal shows up and does, you know, like the welcoming remarks and stuff, when it clearly should be the job of the principal. And I don't understand why she doesn't do it. I think she should be a little more involved with the stuff that
what
goes
do you think
on.
She's at home with her family.
Yeah, probably eating bonbons.
How dare she?
Yeah, I do.
That's
think,
not cool. I understand. Yeah. I would imagine.
You
that's
want to see the face?
That's,
yeah.
Is that a sentiment echoed by other parents? Probably.
I believe so. And I think that as the face of the school, you should be a little more involved. However, I will say this: the teachers are all fantastic. The extracurricular stuff is great, and I hear complaints about other surrounding schools about sort of a more of a. An unhappier student body, an angrier student body that I don't get at Tuscarora. I think it's a very happy school. I like it.
So that's a...
Oh, and the football announcer is great.
You do the. Are you going to do it this coming season?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's a reco then for Tuscarora. Reco!
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thumbs up. Double Woo! Thumbs up.
Yeah, so if the principal's disengaged, you know, that's a...
What other cool options facility. Do you have?
What do you mean?
Like if you're looking for high schools, do you just move well, to a different
could,
district?
He could go private.
Ah!
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
How much
I
does that
worry
cost
about
these
public
days?
Schools. We did a flyby on the local elementary school yesterday, and you know, you worry about it. You worry about the defunding of public schools
oh
and whether they're going to be decent schools. I don't
My
know what's
sister
going
went
on
through
with
this
public
in Florida, and she could be completely wrong, but as far as public schools go in Florida, because you don't have a state tax, correct?
Yes, we don't have a state tax.
Yes, that for some reason. She has said that people equate the quality of public schools in Florida to the lack of state tax, which I don't know
That's
if you can put that together.
Not a problem for your sister, though.
No.
Right?
She actually put the kids in public school, and then she pulled them out because they were getting bullied and put them in private school.
I tell you, the big complaint to watch out for now in public schools is, you know, they have these standards of learning tests, SOL tests,
yes.
three times a year. And school funding and school acceptance is based on the overall score of the school on SOL. So teachers tend to teach to the test.
I thought that meant S out of luck.
Well, if they do bad on the SOL, they are SOL.
It's only in our world.
Okay. Yeah. So that's right. What you got to be careful for. Teachers that teach to that, but not to real life.
Oh, my God. I'm pissed.
So much. So much to think about, Mike.
Yeah. I just, I think I'm just going to give him the Oscar.
Oh,
anyway, Mike, I've been given the great opportunity to play a round of golf this coming weekend at Robert Trent Jones Golf Club. RTJ,
Whoa.
I'm an average golfer at best and have only played in the Northern Virginia public courses. I'm going to be way out of my element. Do you have any advice or tips on etiquette so I don't make a total fool out of myself? Thanks, Mike Genovese. I would say when you get up on the first tee, you know, right when the guy you're playing with is in his backswing, go ahead. It's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market. No, I would yell out when he's taking the club back, Spalding!
No, I'm not, no. Grandpa. I'm playing tennis.
You know, there's something that has helped me a lot since I've played a lot more golf than I used to. I will tell this, Mike Genovese. When you're out there, remember this. There's really only one person who cares about what you do, and that's you. Because when people are golfing, it is a egocentric activity.
Yeah.
People only really care about you if you are affecting them. So if you are spraying it all over the place, just say things like, I'll drop mine next to you. Don't play every shot. If you're hitting your eighth shot out of a bunker, it's time, and you don't want somebody in your foursome to say, that's enough. You really rather have, you know, don't worry about the score. If you don't play a lot and it doesn't matter to you and your handicap doesn't matter, don't worry about the score. Just have fun and, you know, and bring the ball up and next to your buddy. Say, mind if I drop it next to you? They'll be happy because it's not going to affect them. Yes.
Oscar bring plenty of balls.
Yes.
Yes.
Do not be the guy that needs a ball.
Yeah. Or a tee or any of that.
Oh, yeah. Bring all your ass.
But if you hit like two off the tee and they both go astray, and you, instead of spending an hour looking for them, just say, hey, Pete, do you mind if I just drop next to you? And I'm just out here to have a good time. I know I would welcome it because I'm thinking about my own score. I'm not thinking about you. Well, I am thinking about you when you affect me. And that's does that make sense?
Could we take that approach and apply it to, let's say, the next time Rob and I are down there so we can go out on the course with you? And we'll just play next to you.
When we're playing golf with you.
We'll just drop next to you.
Sure.
You know what? Yeah. You know, no. Anyway, moving right along.
And the winner
guys.
Gets 2,000 pennies.
I've got a place we can go. I've got a place.
Oh,
we
you
can
won't
go.
Take us. You yes, hide us. Yeah, we, you'll hide well, us.
I've got You're a great ashamed. Golf experience, and it's got a. It's even got a pirate ship.
Ooh.
Hey guys.
Sounds like a drop great. Off.
It was great to see you in New Orleans. My husband and I had a blast. I wanted to send you a quick note to thank you guys for always making us laugh and ask if you could please announce our anniversary. I met my wonderful husband at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in 2002, and we will be there on May 1st celebrating our 14th anniversary. That's tonight.
That is.
Whoa.
We drove down from Rochester, New York, just for the occasion. How wonderful at Jimmy's.
Pretty cool.
The Cub reporter from the great Herndon Transformer fire. Of course, we'll have the wings at Jimmy's, but I'm hoping Dick Queasy could suggest what meal we should have if we decide to celebrate at his restaurant next year in Sictamy, Maine. Matt, thank you, Molly Snyder. Well, get the crab cakes
okay.
At Dick Queasy's. Yes, get the crab cakes. That's right. Yeah, they're delicious because we make them from Dick Queasy's discarded crab. Hope you enjoy that. We'd love to have you up there for anniversaries, birthdays, and, you know, season's just around the corner because it's May 1st. I want to remind everybody, Dick Queasy's doesn't open until Memorial Day weekend, but we will be having a memorial for all the dead lobsters that we will be serving that particular day. Now, listen, don't worry about that ammonia smell. It's all about the flavor, and the flavor is probably more intense than a regular live lobster that you get freshly cooked. Yes, Rob?
I was going to ask. I know that you open Memorial Day, but May 1st is traditionally when Mother Queasy makes her seasonal batch of coleslaw. Has
yes,
she made
she
it yet?
Yeah, well, the good thing about Mother Queasy's coleslaw is we'll keep that in the refrigerator, the big walk-in freezer that cuts in and out periodically.
What's the average temp
months.
In the fridge?
63 degrees.
So cooler than outside.
Cooler than outside, but warmer than it really should be. But doesn't matter because she's got a special formula. She uses vinegar, and that coleslaw lasts usually through August. We finally throw it out when we have really no choice, and it's great because we use it to clean the stove.
The slaw?
Yeah, the slaw acts as a kind of a, what do you call that, exfoliant?
An abrasive.
That's goddamn right. That's what I was saying. It's an abrasive, and when we have our grunge, which is when all the servers get together, and most of them are there, the ones that aren't going to rehab, and we have a fantastic time. So please come up to Dick Queasy's and enjoy our Dead Lobster Memorial Day weekend.
That's a beautiful thing.
Thank you very much. I gotta go right now. I didn't have the door coming in, but I'll have it coming out.
Eat well.
That means Dick was in the studio the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
He's just hanging out there making out with Jennifer. very good. Hey, guys, have you seen this? Joey Parsons. And, of course, yes, they have them down here, Joey. Dan's Fan City.
Oh, my God.
Dan's Fan City is everywhere. I'll be honest with you. The fans on my lanai down here in West South Florida are from Dan's Fan City.
Are they really?
I am not telling a fib.
That's pretty
great.
That
is the truth. Moving right along. Hey, guys, I very nearly drove off the road last week when Mike mentioned Father Coppophilia. I just made myself laugh. That's it. What an ego. Yes, I too grew up Catholic, but I was smart enough not to be an altar boy. Have a great day, and thanks for the laughs. Bob Shriver. We pronounce it Shriever. Oh, Bob Shriever.
Pain right. in the ass.
What does Father Rintintola give for that? A Snickers bar.
Oh, hey,
all right, I'm sorry. That's just part of a joke. Filthy joke. Horrible joke.
Google
and
it.
I hold in my hand the final Ooh! Letter, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi-o!
Fellas! Would it be possible for you guys to congratulate my 8-year-old son, Jack McIntosh? Jack! on receiving his first Holy Communion last Sunday. Well, these letters shouldn't have been back-to-back. My goodness
Well,
gracious.
Actually, maybe they should have.
As three lapsed Catholics, you guys get how important this is. Not to mention, the kid is a fan of the show and loves to say his name, Jack McIntosh! Jack McIntosh, the way you say jackass, you just crack me up. Thanks for the funny. Dave McIntosh in Iowa City. That's wonderful, and Jack McIntosh. Just remember when I went to my Holy Communion, my first Holy Communion, Jimmy McDonald was sitting in the pew in back of me, and when the bishop came in with his hat, he sang the King Vitaman cereal song. My father hit him in the back of the head. That was it.
Did you get a gift for your first communion?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember what it was?
a new Corvette.
You're lucky.
I don't know why I said that. Yeah. And I was only 8. And I wrecked it. I totaled it on the way home from church.
You were so careless.
It was yellow.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, like the Hertz rental car one. It was just drove it right into Wood Pond. Yeah, it's terrible. We'll take a break and Wood Pond. That's a lawn chair. I got stream of consciousness going everywhere.
Yeah.
We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show every Friday.
Hey, Team West listeners, it's your favorite fan, man, Dan. I have the opportunity of a lifetime for you. Introducing the I Like Mike Z Chef Air Fryer Challenge. Just email us at ilikemike@mikeomarashow.com and tell us why you like Mike. If you're chosen as the winner, you'll win a Z Chef Air Fryer. Air Fryer. It's a fryer, grill, and convection oven all in one. 80% less fat, 80% more fun. It has less oil because of my trademark, Dan the Fan Man Fry Fan. If you like fries that aren't bland, you need to get fans from your favorite fan man, Dan. It's promo charge, whatever the hell that means. On Friday, we'll announce the winner of the I Like Mike Z Chef Air Fryer Challenge on the air. So get writing about why you like Mike and get ready to fry on Friday.
Quick well turnaround. Done. Marvelous. Thank you very well much done. For that. That's a terrific welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. With interest rates on the rise, now is the time to refinance your home so you can take cash out and pay off debt before rates go even higher. It makes sense, but it's not an easy process. And if you don't know what you're doing, you're dead in the water.
True.
But you don't need to be an expert because Cornerstone First Financial has all the expertise you need. If you're buying, if you're selling, if you're refinancing, all you need is
Cornerstone First.
They know exactly what to do. So even if you don't, you'll still be okay.
Cornerstone First Financial
is here to help you. They can figure out your best. I'm sorry, the Dan the Fan Man thing
got me going. It's so great, though. That fact.
Yeah, I love
it. I've got tools. I can do better than that. All right, hold on just a second.
Cornerstone First Financial
is here to help you. They can figure out your best financial moves and get them done for you
so you save money.
That's I promise good. They will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call
Cornerstone First Financial
at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive
a free appraisal at closing.
Personal attention from application to closing. If you really need to act now. The longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you. Licensed in Maryland,
D.C.,
Virginia,
Florida,
Georgia,
and Colorado.
Don't wait. Now is the time to call
Cornerstone First Financial. Yeah. Isn't that right, Jennifer?
Oh, is she?
It sure is, Mike.
Hey, Jennifer.
Okay. There we go.
She was still out there making out with Dick Queasy.
Mm-hmm. I'm 58 years old. I've been doing this a long time. I still act like a child with new toys.
You love your toys.
Microphone, funny voices. Hey, let's do Avengers talk because I know that...
Avengers!
I know that Oscar saw it. I know that Oscar's other radio partner, Chad, saw it.
We actually went together.
You went together?
Oh, that's true.
That right next to each other.
Held hands.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Like
that's
Donald and Melania. That's
like that type of holding hands.
Yeah, it's just awkward.
I'm sure begrudging. Who am I?
Did you go to the Manassas Theater right across? Oh, no, you don't do the show from there anymore.
He prefers, and I don't mind, especially
the
on
Cinema
the weekend.
Deluxe.
No, the Alamo Cinema Draft.
Alamo.
It's a nice
the
place.
Alamo. What a wonderful theater that is. That is a wonderful theater. So the Avengers, Rob and I were dissing it because Rob's not going to go see it. I'm not going to go see it. It's a superhero movie, but gazillion people saw it, and you guys love the explosions, and it's generational. You're younger than I am, and let's get your now. Listen, I want an unvarnished review.
No spoilers.
I don't want to rave just because it made all that money. I want you to tell me what you really think.
It's interesting. People keep yelling about the money, and it's not just you, Mike. There's people like, oh, this is just a pop culture, blah 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 blah. There's a good article that came out this past, I think yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, that breaks down the billions of dollars that these franchises have made, the entire Marvel Universe, and how this is just a culmination of that track. We talk about the universe and how there's so many films coming out here in the coming years, where if you look at their path and their track, we've got like four other films coming, right? Yeah. Just within this universe this year, which is something to be said about operations and what Disney and their ownership of this of the spaces. And think about companies overall. They've got Star Wars and Marvel. Like, do they own the entertainment business?
And they have the Muppets.
It's surreal.
Wait, you're talking about money and business. I want to hear a review of what you really thought of the movie.
You're the one that brought up money. I'm telling you that you're not the only one.
No, I said it made like lots of people spent money to go to see it. I don't care about how much the movie makes. I don't give a rat's ass about that.
They wanted to go see it. I don't think this was a. I'm saying I don't think people were pressured to go see it, as you both assert, because it's so popular. You go see it.
Or they allowed themselves to be pressured.
Hold. First of all, I agree with you. People aren't going to go see a movie because they're pressured. They're going to go see a movie because they think it's going to be something that if they miss it, they're going to miss out. That's why I go to a movie. If I think something's really going to be special, I'm going to go see it. But the hype behind this movie was significant.
Mm-hmm.
But all the hype in the world doesn't matter. They hyped Scarface back in the day.
Yeah.
They hyped The Godfather back in the
day. All great films.
I wanted a review for superhero movies, and I've seen superhero movies before, but I don't like CGI stuff. It just doesn't do it for me, you know?
There was some apprehension on my end where I didn't know if I was going to know enough about this character Thanos, this villain, right?
Because there's a lot of movies building up to this film, yeah.
Though I looked back at the track.
Ready for my ignorance? Yes. I thought Thanos was the director. I didn't realize that.
We should stop talking about this then.
John Thanos. Mm. I thought, you know, and everybody right now is going to go, all the high IQs out there are going to go, oh, he thought Thanos was the director.
Loved him on Full House.
Yeah, the good looking guy in Full House. Uncle Jesse, the villain.
Right.
Who would be, Dave Coulier?
Dave Coulier, he'd be Deadpool. Because he's funny.
Mike, this is where we win. If we somehow architect an alternative universe where the Marvel characters are in Full House,
the Saget universe,
that's where we serve our audience. Who is Bob Saget? Who's Danny Tanner?
How is Black Widow? Captain America?
Jesus Christ! Black Widow looks great. She looks like she's aged. Midlife crisis time. Didn't put enough CGI on her.
Well, she is a widow after all.
Scarlett Johansson didn't look hot.
Yeah,
in the movie?
She's looking. They need to upgrade soon. Like, and I don't want to be I don't want to be a dick about that, but she's just so empty
inside.
She did not look as hot as she should.
Empty inside. Gadgets, man. Just gadgets.
Yeah. They got to film a wall now before she hits a wall. Okay, back to the movie.
There it goes.
The movie delivered in my eyes, Mike. It absolutely delivered. And there are, at the very end, you are floored of what happens. I will not share that with you. There is...
God forbid you ruin it for me.
Well, Mike, I think maybe if it comes on cable, I don't want to ruin it for you, right? I want to be respectful of you.
I wouldn't watch it.
Viewing habits. And I also think that I thought it was going to be a little long, and it wasn't. It was two and a half hours.
Well, it is long. It didn't seem long.
It didn't seem long. Mm-hmm. When we were done, I looked at my watch. I'm like, oh my God, it's 8 p.m. plus. And I was like, I got to drive all the way back to D.C. and I got to buzz. Got to eat something quick.
Okay, so you enhanced the movie with alcohol.
I'm going to go...
That helps.
I'm going to go 4.5 out of 5.
Is it the best comic book movie you've ever seen?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Can you cite one that's better at all? Or comparable?
I really love Doctor Strange. I really loved it. But there's a lot to be said. My expectations for Doctor Strange were not as high as my expectations for Infinity War.
Okay.
A little counterpoint here from Salon.com. Matthew Raza, who writes, "The Avengers Infinity War isn't just a gussied up mediocrity being widely mistaken for a good movie. It's also, at least arguably, a dangerous movie for anyone who cares about the future of American cinema."
Wow.
I don't know why he's saying that. "Since about half my argument depends on discussing key plot elements that come late in the film, And then he goes on to talk about that. Do you think, is it too much? When is it too much? When is it too much CGI and over? You're able to go into this movie and suspend disbelief. So you enjoy it because you transport yourself into that fantasy world. And if you're able to do that, it's a good movie.
Right? Yes. But I'm no movie critic, right? And I'm no announcer either, if you can hear my throat. I'll say
by the way, that phlegm was CGI.
Yes, it was. I like movies. If they entertain me and they take me away from reality, right? So I can suspend. Yeah. I can get into the characters. The CGI does not bother me, and the CGI.
Can I stop you right there? Because yes. That might be the line of demarcation between you and me. I like movies if they affect me emotionally, if they move me. I comedies I like to depart reality. But regular movies, I'll give you a great example. I watched it on pay-per-view. Yeah, I think you've watched it too. We both watched Hostels, did we not?
Yes.
Did you watch Hostels?
Yes.
Hostels to me was a brilliant movie that I know it got some acclaim, but it should have gotten more acclaim because I think I've never seen a movie that shows both sides of the tragedy of the Native American situation in the late 1800s that we went through. And I thought it was really, really well done. It was dark, don't get me wrong, but I like to be moved. You like to just be, you like to escape.
I just want to be entertained. I just want to be entertained, and I enjoy The Post, right? That's a movie that really made me
think.
Yeah,
you like a lot of movies. You're an equal opportunity.
But I also, you should know that I was never, and I don't consider myself now, and I don't know what the label means these days because it's so mainstream, but I was never a comic book nerd. I didn't know enough about them, and I wasn't exposed to them as a younger child.
Yet you still enjoy these movies.
That's, I think, the real point of what I'm trying to make is that for a guy who doesn't know all the details and have all the answers and have the story arc and doesn't know what's going to happen, it still entertains me.
So you like to escape, you like to be moved. My favorite thing is when a movie tells a good story. And if you were to just somehow compartmentalize the CGI and the explosions out of it, is it a good story? Can you follow the story?
Yeah, they do a good job of...
Can you follow the story?
I'm based on the fact if you
My
don't know...
My four-year-old son could follow the story.
Based on
it's
the fact
Iron
that you
Iron Man and Thor, for Christ's sake.
But if you haven't seen the 35 movies that built up to it, is what I mean. Does it stand on its own as a story?
Does it really matter? Can't you pick up a comic book and read it and understand what's going on?
I can, yeah.
It's a good question because it's not that clear. It really isn't. I had questions walking out of the theater that I really didn't understand. And they do a good job, the theater companies... You know the pre-roll that you have before you walk in, at least at the Alamo?
Yeah.
It's not the one that says, be quiet. Before that one comes on,
right?
They lay out every movie. So if you get there like 20 minutes early, it gives you snapshots of every movie leading up to this big...
The Alamo does a great job of like custom production leading up to big movies.
Yes.
So it'll help you follow.
That's
pretty
cool
that they did that. Smart.
Pretty cool. I enjoyed it.
Spoiler alert, turn your radios down,
okay?
Because the hype about this movie, really, as far as plot is concerned, would be which of the Marvel characters dies in this movie.
Yeah.
It's the Incredible Hulk. Incredible Hulk dies. There it is. Now you don't have to go see the movie. The Hulk dies. The Hulk is killed by Batman.
That was no one saw that coming.
I thought you were going to say John Thanos.
John Thanos,
Uncle Jesse killed the Hulk.
Director John Thanos does a fantastic. Whoa, who is Thanos? Is he an evil character?
Yeah, he's.
Is that why people were saying "F you, Thanos"?
Yes.
yeah, that's why people were saying it.
Right.
He's a bad hombre, Mike.
Yeah.
Right. My favorite, though, at the very end, they introduce a new Marvel character because they can still create new ones. Iron Merle. Iron Merle was my favorite. Thank you. I think we have the name of the show today, don't we? Iron Merle. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the mic.
The Bonus Show. A weekly flight into the shadowy world of a show that should not exist. Mike O'Mara, a forever young loner, except for working with Rob, Oscar, Pony, and a bunch of interns, on a mission to champion the helpless and innocent in a world of podcasters that operate above the law. Hit Turbo Boost at MikeOMaraShow.com and be Mike's kit. By the Bonus Show.
Welcome back to the... Is it over?
It is.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Legacy Box. Rob, you got your Legacy Box. You got all your stuff back. They handled it beautifully. They treated you well. Let me tell you what it is before Rob talks about his. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest. Digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. How did you get yours done? What did you have it put on?
Robert was born at the tail end of the videotape movement, so I had some high eight and some little 8mm deals. Mm,
the ones that went in the cam.
Yeah, and so I transferred it to DVD and also got a thumb drive.
Ooh.
And the thumb drive is very cool. It was a metal thumb drive with a ring on it, and I popped it in my computer, and Robert comes downstairs like he always does and say, "Hey, can I play Fortnite?" Mm-hmm. And he says, "What are you watching?" I said, "That's you."
Oh,
that's
is so
you
cute.
On the computer. Oh. And he was like 2 days old. And we started watching, and I think I got 10 DVDs, and we watched all 10. We couldn't turn it off because we haven't seen them in 15 years. That's, it was so cool.
There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45, or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS to save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past, and we thank you.
It was
great.
So great.
Really, really running short on time, so I'm going to just get this. If I don't do it today, I won't get to it.
All right.
T-ball Saturday morning. We take the little guys out, and did I mention the Yankee coach yesterday?
No.
Did I mention that?
You mentioned it.
I talked about it before.
Off camera, you did, yes.
So this guy, this is the first. With T-ball, it's so chill. It's so relaxed. The coaches that coach my kid, there are three of these guys that do a fantastic job wrangling these kittens, and they're out there, and they're sitting on their gloves, and they're looking in the other direction, and they don't know where to run, and they don't know where to throw, and it's just it's fun. We have a wonderful and very involved group of parents that show up for the Astros games on Saturday. I haven't missed many, and Carla hasn't either, and the parents are fun, and everybody's just relaxed and super, super chill. We ran into our first coach that took it too seriously.
Oh, no.
Look, I don't know if it's because he picked it or not, but it happened to be, I swear to you, the Yankees.
Mm. Oh, no.
That's who we play.
Oh, no.
So this guy, how do I describe
this guy?
This guy looks like Borat with a full beard.
Oh.
And he's wearing the Yankee cap. He's wearing the Yankee t-shirt that the kids wear, which, by the way, is cool because our coaches wear the same thing. I think it's a prerequisite that the coaches are supposed to wear the t-shirt that they give
What's your team?
The Astros.
Astros.
Yeah. Completely randomly picked. Mm-hmm. The three coaches on our side didn't go looking for it. I was told, after I inquired, that some coaches actually requested teams. And I guarantee that this dude
requested Yankees.
So he's Borat. He's a tall drink of water.
Right.
And he's got the Yankee cap. He's got the cool shades on. And he's got the t-shirt. And he's wearing shorts. And then he has pulled up these baseball socks up to his knees, like you would see the spring training guys.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Wearing real cleats.
Oh,
oh, you need that. You need that.
And I mean, it's just, I'm sitting there within 15 seconds in my brain, I'm getting. And this guy, looks aren't everything, but then he's periodically peering over at our bleachers. Like, look at me.
Oh, okay.
He's doing it like a 12-year-old would do it. He's doing it constantly.
He wants to make sure you are looking at him. He wants to see you looking at him.
Because I projected it, I think he's making sure the mommies are looking at
him. Sure.
So These are the three things he does. Number one thing, he's got what appear to be larger kids than the average T-ball kids on his team. They're bigger. I don't know whether he's arranged this as well. They don't have a great turnout. So maybe he brought some ringers in. I don't know how.
What do you mean they don't like turn out in parents or turn out in kids?
Yeah. No. They're, some of those teams will put four or five on the field.
What?
We had seven or eight, and you just don't get a full compliment.
Okay.
Especially this time of year, it goes for a long time down here.
But his five were 18-year-old Dominican boys. That's the problem.
And then he tells my coaches who are out in the field, back him up. Like his kids are going to hit the ball scary.
Yeah,
long.
To the fences.
And so he does it every time they come up. And then he said, run down first. Come on. Like that. And I'm just like, this guy. I am whispering to Carla, this guy is the most incredible douche I have ever seen. And then that's the second thing. And then the third thing he does is when the kids have to run. At the end of the day, they go through the entire batting order. And then they have to run all the bases. So the last guy up gets to hit a home run. And no matter what the circumstances. And this coach runs the bases with the kids.
Oh, no.
This kid runs the bases. And you know, because my three coaches are so much nicer than I am as a human being. I said, hey, Mike. I yell out to one of my kids' coaches, Mike, are you going to run the bases with the kids? And he didn't hear me. And Carla, elbows me in the side. Because the coach on the other team could hear me.
Exactly.
I'm 58. I get away with certain behavior because I'm an old man, right? I'm sitting there going, hey, Mike, you gonna run the bases with the kids? like Yankee coach did, you know? And then he was just, in my younger days, I would have had much more fun with that. I really would have
Well, you did know, they win?
Maybe you'll have more fun as the
T-ball.
Season continues.
Everybody wins.
Oh, I know.
Everybody wins every week. Then we have the handshake. But the cleats.
Well, he needed that because he's going to run the bases.
Right. And
don't want to slip.
What is a proper protocol? I don't know any of this.
Protocol for what?
For T-ball?
A proper protocol, get your kids to the field on time and somebody bring snacks.
Okay. Right.
There you go. That's it. That's what everybody does. That's the
orange
that's the
wedges,
protocol.
Mike. Orange
and
wedges.
Really, if you're coaching T-ball, you don't need cleats. You don't need cleats, you Yankee douche. Thank you. Thank you very much. We won't be seeing them again, I hope. Maybe this weekend. That would be fun.
Hopefully.
Yankees. Yeah. Strange thing is, all the parents in the bleachers didn't want to get into the Yankees suck chant that I was trying to get going. Somehow they said that makes me a bad parent. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The way you experience the Mike O'Mara Show and the shows of the More Network has changed. Introducing the all-new TMOS app.
Powered by TMSoft. With the full functionality of the PlayApod app. Featuring time-coded bookmarks, improved media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer.
With this update, you get everything in one sleek package. Access to MikeOMaraShow.com.
The ability to call the show and talk to the guys.
Download it now on iTunes or through the Google Play Store. And take the funny into the future.
Thank you very much, Jim Amato. We appreciate that. This portion of the program brought to you by our bonus packages. You know, it's the worst time of the year. You were offended by the jokes at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The box for your air fryer has dozens of typos. There are bootlegged movies on your Facebook page, and coyotes are terrorizing your neighborhood. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you non-functioning half-wit, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a sour flower to a carnation of elation. That was a pretty good one. La la la, if I were a rich man. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It's truly a win-win. So please, quit sucking, and thank you.
News.
Boo. City of Buffalo. One of the jurors in the Bill Cosby trial told ABC News that it was Bill's own words that got him convicted. 22-year-old Harrison Snyder said, quote, I think it was his deposition, really. Mr. Cosby admitted to giving these quaaludes to women, young women, in order to have sex with them. Cosby admitted that in his deposition years ago in the civil case against him, against Andrea Constant, so he admitted it. Snyder also said he believed Andrea's testimony, and it didn't really matter that prosecutors brought five more of Cosby's alleged victims to the stand. As a 22-year-old, Snyder didn't know much about Cosby, except that he was an actor. He'd never seen an episode of The Cosby Show. He also claimed to be pretty much unaware of the Me Too movement. So that's what they look like in those, they look for in those jurors, people that aren't really jaded by the news. So that was the one of the jurors.
Or people that are disconnected and play a lot of video games.
Video games, yes. Yes. Overwatch and all the other.
Fortnite.
Thank you. At the moment, it would appear that Charlie Sheen is doing the opposite of winning.
Oh, dear.
Well, he owes $5 million in unpaid taxes from 2015. Mm. That's the year he revealed he was HIV positive. Charlie was the highest paid actor on TV, making $1.8 million per episode of Two and a Half Men until he was fired in 2011. That's when he officially became a warlock with tiger blood. And we all know how that turned out. He made decent money on his next show, Anger Management, but it was still a fraction of his previous salary. This past February, he put his Beverly Hills estate on the market for $10 million. So Charlie is it. But that's not a lot of information. He still might be hanging in. I don't know. I mean, who knows?
We heard he was living in Mexico.
Yeah, but down Mexico. Way.
If you're making 1.8 an episode, that means every time you go to work, you can piss away $1 million and you still have $800,000. He should have something.
Yeah, and you know, who knows? He's got tiger blood. And now, a whiner alert. Yesterday, Tom Brady was asked if he feels appreciated by the team. And he said, quote, "I plead the fifth." Correct me if I'm wrong. How much is Tom Brady getting paid? As someone who bitched a lot in my radio days, we were told, probably not by one, maybe by multiple people, that and maybe one of them was Mel Karmazan, that we are appreciated one particular way, and it's the thing you take a piece of paper and deposit it in your bank account. That's it. Anyway, he went into more detail. He said, "I think everybody in general wants to be appreciated more at work in their professional life." Excuse me? When people hoist a trophy over the, how much more appreciation do you need when you've got a trophy wife?
Yes.
I'll lost the Super Bowl. That's on you.
Yeah.
Let me give you the whole quote. "I think everybody in general wants to be appreciated more at work in their professional life." Well, that's true probably for a lot of people. But there's a lot of people that appreciate me way more than I ever thought was possible. Okay, that's nice. Quote, "The people I work with are trying to get the best out of me. So they're trying to treat me in a way that they feel is going to get the best out of me." Shut up. Patriot.
Loser.
I bet he wears cleats.
Pisses me off.
To his son's games.
Yeah, probably Yankees. Anyway. "The choices you make on a daily basis really do add up. A new study looked at how people's lifestyle choices affect their health over the course of more than 30 years. Number one, eat healthy. Number two, exercise regularly. Number three, maintain a healthy weight. Number four, don't smoke." Pony, there you go.
Yep.
"And number five, if you drink, limit yourself to moderate drinking. I'm here to announce I will be dying Thursday. Thank you very much."
Hey, Mike, when's the last time both of us went 5 for 5 on a survey?
You know, it, between everybody in here, you know, it's tough. It's tough.
I like crumbling of the water. Oh, I mean, of the paper. I like at any end of every story, I like the crumbling of the paper.
Yeah, it's a new thing.
Well, you know what? If there's stories that make me angry, you're going to hear that. Yeah. The NFL's decision to put the draft on network television for the first time ever paid off in a big way this year. The league's three-day draft came away with the highest television ratings for any NFL draft ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's the decline and fall of civilization.
Wow.
Overall, there was an average 5.5 million viewers watching the draft at any given time, which led to a 3.57 household rating. The 2018 numbers were a 25% increase over last year's rating and a 20% increase over the average viewership for 2017. What's all the talk I hear about the NFL having trouble then? They're not having trouble if they're getting those kind of ratings, right? What?
Mike, our friend Dominic Foxworth and your friend Dominic Foxworth and Rob's associate and Pony's associate, he was on Twitter for ESPN doing a live NFL broadcast on Periscope. They had over 2 million views.
Incredible. Everybody loves the draft.
Wow.
You know? By the way, and the statistics, I understand 2 out of 3 of those guys that get drafted aren't going to make the team.
Yeah.
That's that's the reality of it. You know, that they do all that analysis on. I've always found it a little interesting. And finally, a little something. A 32-year-old woman named Jane Marie Rome got drunk at a sports bar in Melbourne, Florida last Wednesday. Tis the season down here,
Florida,
people.
Melbourne is not far from you.
It's very exciting. I have no idea where it is. You know, I never know.
I know.
Where
I just like asking
are.
So you can say that you don't know.
I don't know. Thank you. Her friend tried to convince her she didn't need another drink, which of course started an argument, so Jane decided to call the cops for no good reason. When they got there, she was stumbling around topless.
Mm. Yeah!
So she basically called the cops on herself. When they asked why she called the cops, she explained that she did it because she has, quote, freedom of speak.
Like my body.
She also directed some profanity their way. She said she'd kill them if they touched her and threatened to hit them with a big chunk of asphalt she picked up off the road.
Yeah.
Now, so she showed up and they showed up and she was topless. The only question that's running through my mind right now is, was she perky or sloppy?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of guessing sloppy.
Yeah.
It has to be. It has to be.
Something tells me she's dealt with asphalt before that.
Okay, very good. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault Rob's VR right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everything's a tip in there.
Hey, it's Chris Frates with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the political demise of Dr. Ronnie Candyman Jackson. Michael Cohen pleads the fifth, and President Trump channels a little Hootie and the Blowfish when he nudges Melania to hold his hands.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
I urge you to digest Political Persuasions
Good
by
show.
Monday. If you don't digest it by Monday, I'll be honest with you. You know, things happen so fast. There's so much new stuff going on. You gotta get that show. And you know, we upload it Thursday,
yes.
And you can get it done by Monday. Get it,
please.
No long tail on it.
You know what? Okay, it's a Thursday night show, like Cosby or Family Ties.
Also, exactly. Mike, you should know I had an hour long call with Frates this weekend.
Did he sing?
Yes.
And we were going over the numbers. Political Persuasions is like really topping the charge with a bullet, if you will.
I will.
You've doubled your audience. You've doubled your audience.
We're going to be grabbing some actualities from the news in the next Political Persuasions. We're very, very excited.
The show's evolving. It's growing. Congratulations, man.
It's a lot of fun. I call it the show that writes itself. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some things never change. For example, if you need to shop, Amazon still is the best. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, it's a little bit different now, so listen up. All you have to do is click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. Super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase, so start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
After being in the business as long as I have, a question that comes up a lot, people say, when you're on the air, what kind of headphones do you use? And for the last 20 years, I've used the same ones. Sony MDR7506s are on my head right now. They are also the official headphones of Podcast Village.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we provide to guests and people that come in. They are a great all-purpose headphone, and you can get them for under $80. I recommend them highly. They wear like iron, and everything sounds better with a Sony headphone.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find the headphones and more at the top of MikeOmeraShow.com. Get clicking, you Amazonians. Let's open up the audio vault for the first of May. Yay!
Yay! All right.
May Day.
I guess I'm the only lifelong Washingtonian that's of age to remember this, but Mike, you've been around long enough that you might. Do you remember the phone number USA 1000?
It sounds familiar to me. Sounds a little familiar.
Because it was the phone number for Jun Ri, the father of American.
I saw that he passed away yesterday.
Died at age 86.
Nobody bothers me.
He was largely responsible for bringing Taekwondo to the States.
Yes.
And he was also friends with Bruce Lee. He started in the D.C. area and ended up having 11 Taekwondo schools.
I remember that on the old Don and Mike show, I've been around long enough, we used to make fun of the commercials.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And here
we made fun of the TV commercials.
Here is the actual commercial, and I will follow it with two factoids.
When you take jewelry self-defense, then you too can say...
Nobody bothers me.
Nobody.
Nobody bothers me.
That's a later one.
Yes.
Nobody
right.
bothers me.
That's the original one.
Nobody bothers me.
I do believe that ran so every stop set on Channel 5 for 20 years. It was always on.
Constantly, yes.
But here are the two factoids. One of less interest is that my Aunt Lina taught his son mathematics at McLean High School. The kid that said, nobody bothers me either. She was his math teacher, and he was still
nobody
playing on that.
Nobody is finer than Rob Spiewak's nice Aunt Lina in the morning.
But the Junery jingle you just heard was written by rock and roll legend Niels Lofgren.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Early on. And if you go on YouTube.
He's a local guy.
Yeah. And
got him early.
And if you go on YouTube, OK Go, great band, actually covers that, which is a very, very funny thing.
So safe home, Junior. Nobody bothers me.
And don't forget, nobody bothers me either. And then he winks. So that's a large part of DC television history. Oh, Oscar Mayer has gotten into the cryptocurrency business.
What?
They're not doing Bitcoin. They're doing Bitcoin. It is money that you can mine and cash it in for bacon.
Welcome to 2018. Well, our homes, they're 3D printed. Our reality? Augmented. And our tech is now wearable. And starting today, our money's going to be downright delicious with Oscar Mayer Bitcoin. Yeah, that's right. I created a cryptocurrency that pays out with the gold standard of bacon, Oscar Mayer. And I gave it a fun, pithy little name. Bitcoin.
You can cash it in for bacon.
Well done.
Bacon.
Bitcoin.
You know, when you got those big budgets for big ad agencies, they can give you a big campaign that goes viral, baby.
Choose your news, Mike. Do you want to hear about Bob Dylan or do you want to hear about Korea?
Oh, God, what a tough choice that is. Let's go with Korea.
Excellent choice. Seth Meyers had a great monologue last night. I want to share this joke.
North Korea has announced plans to change time zones in order to line up with South Korea, which means that North Koreans will have to set their clocks ahead 100 years.
A great moment at a recent Foo Fighters concert. It's tradition lately that Dave Grohl will bring someone up on stage for one song. Let them play along. Let them hang out with the band. He saw a kid in the audience, not a kid, teenager, that says, adopt me. And so he adopted a kid for 4 minutes, and this is how it went.
I just had a guy in the front row with a sign that said, no dad, be mine. The next 4 minutes, I'll be your daddy. What's your name? Daniel? What is it? I like how you took your earplugs out so I could hear that. Rule number one, don't with earplugs in my show. See, Father of the Year, right here. Father of the Year.
Father of the Year.
Dave Grohl's funny. Cool.
Very funny. Mike, are you sitting down?
Of course, it's the show.
Good. Cardi B.
What do you think my name is, Freight?
You're not tall enough. Cardi B is taking a pregnancy-related hiatus.
Oh, no.
So we're going to have to do without Cardi B for a while. The only solace is that she went on the gram and posted a statement so we can hear it in her own words. I love to hear her speak.
Hey, y'all, what's poppin'? So I just want to make this a little clear and everything. Broccoli Fest will be my last performance for a little while and everything. Because, you know, shorty keep growing and it's just like, you know, I be looking like I be moving and everything, but in reality, a really can't breathe. And I want to thank y'all for understanding. I'll be back for the Bruno Mars tour and everything. And thank y'all so much. I just want to let y'all know that.
Don't you hate it when a celebrity gets on camera and just reads a lawyer's statement and doesn't really speak from the heart? We wish her well and a safe delivery.
Baby talking Cardi B.
Yeah, that's right. And let's close with this.
What a world we live in, though, that you have to continue messaging that she has to do this or there's going to be a backlash.
Right. Did you get tickets to the Broccoli Festival?
I'm very excited about
it. Yeah, it's going
to be a right after that, I'm flying to the Asparagus Festival.
You can... Oh, yeah. Hey, remind me, I got something to warn you about that. I'll tell you after the show.
The
Asparagus.
Yeah. Use the porta pot.
That's right. David Letterman, I found this out. His show on Netflix is only eight episodes. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was a limited run. That's kind
How's
of a drag.
How's it doing? I watched the first and then kind of, you know, you lead with President Obama and it's kind of
Oh,
like,
the Clooney one was fantastic.
Was
it really,
okay.
really good. And,
I have to look in.
Yeah, it's excellent. And what he does is he does backstory stuff and he'll go out and film segments around.
Yeah,
and
he
then
did
come
that
back.
With Obama.
So it's very well done. His episode that drops this Friday is with Tina Fey. and they talk about improv because she got her start in improv. And so she and Dave Letterman have an improv lesson. And they're on the beach right here. This is the David Letterman Show. We close with this.
We're at the beach. Whatever I say, you agree to it and you add some new information.
Okay. All right, let's go. What do you got there?
You're getting pretty burned.
Yeah. Well, you know, just earlier this afternoon, I found something on my back that looks like it may.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that this part's true.
Yeah.
But I think it's from sun exposure. So you're smart to put the imaginary lotion on.
What you should probably do is lay down and just let the sun cook it off.
Oh, that seems like an excellent idea, but I'm not as dumb as I look.
How could you be?
So I'm looking forward to that. That's Letterman
on
Netflix.
That's pretty good, Tina Fey. That's a comedy mind right there.
Awesome. And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, Tuesday, everybody.
How could you be?
That's right.
That is so simple.
It's like great cooking.
Yep. It's like great food. Oh, my God. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the mic. I'm laughing as that's going on. That's just like growing on me. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.